Fort Wayne's Lincoln Mystery on this moment of Indiana history. Hoosier history buffs might be stymied on discovering a statue of the young Lincoln in Fort Wayne, knowing that the future president spent his boyhood in the southern part of the state. Branding lies behind the mystery of what might seem to be a misplaced memorial. Having founded the Lincoln National Life Insurance Company, Arthur F. Hall sought to reinforce his firm's association with its namesake. A name so proud, Hall wrote, so simple and strong that the whole world would love it. In 1905, Hall obtained permission from Lincoln's only surviving son to use his father's image in marketing, an agreement that ultimately resulted in the commission of a sculpture of the young pioneer for the insurance company's Fort Wayne headquarters. Celebrated sculptor Paul Manship was awarded the $75,000 commission in 1928 and set about researching Lincoln's family history. Visiting the president's mother's grave near Corydon and reading letters written by Lincoln's law partner, Manship envisioned young Abe as more dreamer and poet than rail splitter. Retreating to his Paris studio for 3 years, Manship produced the 12-foot bronze sculpture, whose 1932 dedication in the plaza in front of Fort Wayne's Lincoln National Insurance Company building was attended by a crowd of 4,000 and broadcast to a national audience via local radio affiliate WOWO. This moment of Indiana history is a production of WFIU Public Radio in partnership with the Indiana Public Broadcasting Stations. Topic selection and research for this essay was provided by the Indiana Magazine of History.